We're gonna write a book about everything. So many things that we can explore. Documented in a series of podcasts.
I'm not sure what we're doing this for.
Flat 29's big book of everything. Burn all the textbooks cause they're obsolete.
Flat 29.
It's our attempt to rewrite history by making podcasts every week.
Hi, my name's Dan.
My name's Charlie.
And my name's Rich.
And we are collectively known as Flat 29. Each week, we add a new chapter to our big book of everything, gradually building up a comprehensive guide to everything in and around our universe. Okay, Charlie. UTF.
I'm going to go with false. And it stands for under the bat.
It is actually false, so yes, correct.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Bat.
It is actually false, so yes, correct.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 630 of the BFO for Friday, the 2th of July, 2010. Y'all, today is part 3 of the Pride 48 show, and y'all, for some reason, this 20 minutes came up about 19 minutes and 20 seconds, and I don't understand it, so you get to hear the very opening of it again. See you Monday. Happy Independence Day. It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Bat.
It is actually false, so yes, correct.
Oh, dear gussy, y'all. I cannot believe I'm doing 3 of these motherfuckers in a row. Oh, dear gussy. Y'all, I could barely. Thank God Jeremiah was here for the last one, but y'all, on this next one, I am going to just talk to people in the chitter chat room, and I may get on the Skype with some folks, and God only knows what else you'll experience. Dear Gussie, wait a minute, Daniel Bieber. Y'all, by the way, have you noticed that he's changed from Daniel Bieber to Daniel Bieber like that? That little chicken boy singer, what's it? I don't remember what his name is, but anyway, he's got that little, I'm a little chicken boy, Bieber, haircut. He says, I'm happy that your pipes are working this year. Oh, I'm happy. Trust me, Daniel Bieber, I'm happy anytime my pipes are working. And Larkin is sending me a little smile. Y'all, Larkin, I told you this in the first hour, I think, that Larkin came to see me at the mix in the San Franciscos. Y'all were up to 70 in the chitter chat room. Yes, Big Friday, that is lovely. Oh Lord, somebody else is sending me a message, and Daniel Bieber has sent me Big Fatty's headshot audio .wav. I don't know what the fuck that is. What is that? I don't know what that is. I don't know how to do that. Oh, wait a minute, I have to download something. Y'all, when I say I do not use the computers, I mean it. Wait a minute, I've got a message here on the manhunt. Let me see if it's from the gentleman caller. No, it is from the spunkvideo.com anniversarium sale. DVDs from 99 cents, come eating from $1.99 and up. Fisting from $3.99 and up, and pissing from $4.99 and up.
Oh, dear gosh, Big Fatty, please don't talk about that on the little show.
Anyway, Daniel Bieber has sent me something. Y'all, I want to go over here to the chat room because, y'all, I want to see if that Kim Bieber is still in there. Oh, she is still in there. Y'all, that Kim Bieber. Y'all, I have said this many times before. Kim Bieber is the funniest motherfucking person on the internet. And if you do not go to kimbeaver.com and check out what Kim Bieber does on the internet, y'all, Kim Beaver is the funniest fucking person on the entire interwebs. And I don't urge you. I demand you. Because, I am an international internet celebrity. A drunk international internet celebrity at the moment. But I am an international internet celebrity. And, y'all, Kim Beaver is just fabulous. Oh! Y'all, I can't believe I made it all the way through that thing with Jeremiah. Wasn't that wonderful to have Jeremiah on, finally? Y'all, I have received something. Oh, dear Gussie.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Okay, I just played it, Daniel Beaver. All right, great. All right, y'all, Daniel Beaver thought that was wonderful. Yes, okay, great. Y'all, the Big Fatty Lover has quit the chat room. Of course he has. But, I'm looking in the chat room now, and I just want to chitter-chat with some folks. Y'all, I noticed that Miss Kitty is in the chat room this evening. And, y'all, Miss Kitty lives here in the Upchuck. And, y'all, Miss Kitty is a recent person to join the Twitty. And, y'all, if you're wanting to follow Big Fatty on the MySpace or the Face Space, no, the MyBook or the Face Space, I don't do that shit. No! No, I do not do it. But I do the Twitty. Because, y'all, that is Big Fatty approved. And I do the Words with Friends also. But y'all always, always put in the online. Big Fatty online on the Words with Friends. Because otherwise there's some woman that weighs 800 pounds in Wyoming that is going, who are these people that want to play the Words with Friends with me? Anyway, y'all, by the way, I see who is that? Kenna? Kenna. Kenna in the chat room wants to know where the gay country boy is. Y'all, I have met the gay country boy. And he is coming on at midnight tomorrow night. That'd be a midnight on Sunday night. And y'all, that is Wes, the gay country boy. And y'all, delicious. And y'all, if you don't want to lick Wes, the gay country boy, and that is not spelled C-U-N-T, there's something wrong with you. That's all I got to say. Yes, Big Fatty. Oh, dear God, see, Tom and Terry have sent me a little e-letter saying that Tom is on the Skype. Well, I guess that means that I should call Tom on the Skype. Is that Tommy? Yes. Is that Tommy? Let me just see. Let me look at the picture. Let me look at the little picture sitting in front of the TV on my enormous ass. Let me just see. Is that you, Tommy? I believe it is. Let's just call Tommy up there in the Chicago's. Yes, it is. Let's just call him. Tommy, I believe it is. Are you there, Tommy?
Chicago. Yes, it is.
Tom? Turn Hello? Off the stream.
Hello?
How are you? Turn off the stream and just listen to me on the Skype.
I'm trying. Okay.
Okay, now he's gotten the message, and so he's going to turn off the stream and just
listen
to Big Fatty on
you?
Skype. How are you, dear? Don't listen to me on the stream, Tom. Oh, dear Gussie. Are there issues? I don't hear a fucking thing. Oh, dear Gussie. Tom, I don't hear ya. Tom, I'll call you back in a minute. Fix your little problem, and I'll get you back on the little show. Y'all, I have been told, dear Gussie, now Tom is calling me. Yes, Big Freddy, please answer the phone. Hi,
Hello.
Tom, are you there?
How are you?
Are you there?
Yes, are you sobering up?
No.
Okay.
Are
well,
you
funny.
Getting
the
drunk?
The best you sounded was when Jeremiah was talking. You actually were able to fake sober.
I was able to fake sober, but trust me, acting.
That's very good. So when you started your third little shoe, we could tell that you were still drunk.
Well, yes, because you know why? You could tell that because I am still drunk.
Yes.
So
I can't hear your glass with the ice in it, so you must be sipping it.
Because the ice has melted.
Do you mute and say one moment, please, and mute?
No. Only amateurs do that, and you know it's not very professional to do that. So I don't like to do that.
Not at all.
So, by the way, y'all, for those of you who don't know Tom, he is of Tom and Terry from the Chicagos, or I should say, that's one of their places.
Yes.
And Tom and Terry joined us at the G'day's in Florida a month ago, or at the beginning of the month.
You know, and come to think of it, I don't remember you talking about gentlemen callers there at the Pop Century. Did I miss, or was that because Wes was putting kind of a cramp in your style?
Miss Wes was sharing the room with me, so there was no need for gentleman callers. And I'm just going to leave it at that.
Good.
I'm just going to leave it at that. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
That's just all I'm going to say. But, Tom, are you and Terry enjoying the Pride 48 so far?
We are. We're enjoying it. We missed the first hour.
You missed the pink carpet.
We did.
Oh, well, it was fabulous. I have to give some props out to Mr. Larry H. Vader because he put all of that together, and y'all, it was just wonderful.
Yeah.
I was just the pretty one. Well, I was one of the pretty ones.
Are you going to split up this hour of shows into your Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday show for next
Can
week?
You know Big Fatty, he does not let a chance for three 20-minute shows to go by the wayside. That's correct.
I just wanted to know if I will have a little bit of extra time Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday mornings.
Well, I don't know that it's going to be this coming Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, but it'll be sometime in the future, yes.
Oh, okay.
These will be broadcast, previously recorded for broadcast at this time.
Well, who else are you going to call in the next 10 minutes or so?
Anybody famous? Well, I really feel obligated to call the Hag.
Oh, that'd be fun.
So, anyway.
And I don't see Gooch. Earlier I saw Gooch in the chat room, but I don't see him anymore.
Well,
Maybe he was shooed away to get
seats. Well, he jumps on every opportunity to get away from the Hag.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's always, I'm going to go downstairs, you know, and that gets him away from him because, you know, that thing can't, you know, that can't navigate the steps more than twice a day. So, anyway. So, how is Terry this evening and how are things in the Chicagos?
He's doing well, and we had a great day today, sunny day. We had some bad storms on and off this week, but
you had some tornadic activity, I believe.
Yeah, a bit of a mess on Wednesday, yeah.
Yeah.
But other than that, yesterday I got to see Ron Howard filming down right across from one of our places in the
city.
He's
not nearly as cute as when he was Opie, is he?
No, not at all. And who did I tell you was here, Terry? Oh, Winona Ryder. Yeah, she's not. She wasn't stealing anything, but she was in some movie they're filming, so I want
to
stare.
Well, we'll all look forward to that special movie that you can't remember.
Well, they didn't tell me the name of it, but
I'm
sure it'll be out soon enough.
How dare they, anyway. All right, well, Tom, thank you so much.
Maybe Vera would know. We'll have to ask.
Well, you know, she's very in.
She knows
very
Winona.
On the J list. She's so far below Kathy Griffin on the D list. So anyway.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give her a little call here. And thank you. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you listen to all the little shows.
I will. Have a good night. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Y'all, that was Tom of Tom and Terry. And y'all, I hope that the Hag has had a chance to roll over and put on a headset. Because I'm going to give her a little call here. What is her name again? Oh, yeah, there it is right there. I don't do small talk. Okay, whatever. Whatever. Hi, Lovey. Are you there, Lovey?
Oh, dear God.
How are you?
An entire fucking hour of this has been, I swear to you, that a rectal with a machete would have been less painful than this past hour.
Okay, now I hate to interrupt you here. I hate to interrupt you here, but we've got a breaking news break
I'm
coming
so
in.
Glad you called me in order to
this just into the BFO switcheroo desk. Only 5 minutes until me and the boyfriend, so go TT and refill your beverage.
Okay, we're back now. We had a special news break there. Everybody's gone to TT and refill their beverage to get ready for me and the boyfriend.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm here.
Okay. So, Vera, you made quite the entrance on the pink carpet.
Well, you know, sometimes you just got to show them how it's done, my darling, and that's what I did.
And we're going to hear you all weekend long, aren't we?
As I said, and I know this is a very adversarial situation here, but as I said earlier with my friends, you're going to get sick of hearing me because I do the bumpers between each show, and I do the little opening and the little closing.
And you're speaking on the BFO, and you did the part of the opening of the kickoff show also.
I know. I've been on the pink carpet. I was on the kickoff show. I'm on the BFO. Now, if me and the boyfriend calls me, I'll be on the – it'll just be a night of Vera.
But you're used to staying up all night long, aren't you?
Well, yes, yes, and but tonight I'm drinking, which is unusual for a Friday night.
Right.
So God, why did I detected some disbelief in that.
Don't you wish you could get drunk as fast as I do?
Honey, I swear to God, if I got drunk as fast as you did, I would have so much money. I would be so rich because I wouldn't have spent it all on the booze.
Right.
Uh-huh.
So, well, for those of you who may not know who Vera is, you are a gourmet cook also, aren't you?
Absolutely, I am.
And it is getting to be about 7 o'clock. Have you already had your supper?
No. No, because of Pride 48, and I knew that I wouldn't want to be away from the Skypes or the wonderful podcast being played. I didn't want to tie myself down to the kitchen to make a gourmet meal tonight, so we're ordering out.
All right, and what are you ordering out this evening?
I think tonight we're probably going to be ordering out from Pizza Hut some of their pastas. Because they make very good pastas at the Pizza Hut.
And what is your favorite?
Oh, good God, Fatty. The lasagna.
Oh, because nothing can replace your gourmet spaghetti sauce, right?
No, nothing can. And everybody and their uncle has heard about my gourmet spaghetti sauce. I would like to know a couple of things about what you're going to be doing after you get off of your little show tonight. Are you going to continue drinking and listening?
I am. And I have already been approached by me and the Bowie friend who are coming up after me to
ruin their
around.
Show as well?
I'm sorry?
To ruin their show as well?
Absolutely, because, you know, y'all, the reason, and Vera can verify this.
Yes.
Oh, dear gussie, there's the music. But Vera can verify this, that, y'all, the reason Big Fatty goes first every year at Pride 48 is to set the bar so low that anything that comes after Big Fatty is going to be just be a fucking improvement.
Absolutely.
Would you not agree? Agree?
I would agree. I'd agree completely that everybody is going to look great now that your ass is off of this show.
All right. Well, Vera, tell everybody where they can find you on that little Mevio show you do.
They can find me at VeraSpeaks.com. Come listen to Vera Speaks for Real.
Okay, darling. Thank you for being with me. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you, fat ass. You know I love you.
I know you love you. I love me too.
Bye.
Bye.
It is actually false, so yes, correct.
Thank you, everybody, for listening. Coming up next is Me and the Boyfriend.
On the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good, gosh, and gay.
Me!
has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.